Blog Talk Radio.
Let you know the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm back online. This is my first time on since last time I went off about 3-4 weeks ago. I'm back on. I'm back on to stay. Greeting in those that are going to tune in on me. I hope my brother's in, coming in, Brother Timothy Jackson out of Lubbock, Texas. He's going to come in on me, and we're going to talk about what's going on in our world today. Things are happening around the world. Jesus Christ, amen, is telling us, be prepared, get ready, for the King is coming, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that was, the one that is, and the one to come. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are here to let you know that God is all-powerful. God is all-wonderful. God is all-loving. He's a loving God. He loves the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We're so glad to be with you back. Amen. We're going to get started on the Word of God. Just before we get started, we're going to have prayer, and then we're going to talk about what needs to be talked about, and that is Christ. Christ is the answer to the world problem. Christ is the answer. The only way that we can get over this mountain and through the valleys is Jesus Christ has to lead us the way. Because Jesus Christ said, I am the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. No man can get to the Father but by him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for how you bless us at this time and at this hour. We thank you, Lord, that you still on the throne and you still answer and hear his prayers. We ask you right now to look down on us from your heavenly host with mercy and goodness and forgiveness of sin. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for giving his life on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago. And he died, and when he died on the third day morning, he got up out the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And through that, we can have the victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Is my brother Tim in yet?
Amen.
All right, brother. I hear you. I hear you, brother. God bless you, man. God bless you wonderfully.
Man, God Amen.
Bless you. Amen. So glad to have you with me. This is our first session that we're going to have since about 3 weeks. We took a little time off and let things be caught up with, and we got so many things to talk about. In these last and evil days, we are very sure we are in sequences with the Lord and Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk about, first what we're going to talk about is salvation. Salvation. Without salvation, no man can ever see God. Without salvation, no man can be saved. Without salvation, no man can live holy. Without salvation, no man can have faith. But through Jesus Christ, because without faith it's impossible to please God. For you must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We're trying to tell you that Jesus Christ is the only answer. We don't have no other answer to give you. We don't have no other gospel to give you. We don't have no other way to tell you how to get to heaven or how to be saved and how the Lord can sanctify your soul and cleanse you and make you whole. We don't have no other way but Jesus Christ. That's what we're pinpointing. It's good to have an education. It's wonderful to have a vacation. It's wonderful to have money. It's wonderful to have a house. It's wonderful to live a life that you want to live. But the best way to live is through Jesus Christ. Until you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you know something? You ain't even living. You ain't even living.
Amen.
You ain't living. You think you're living. You think you're living because you have a good time and you know, you got a job and that, but that's not living. Only time that you can have a real life, a real, genuine life, is for you to accept Jesus Christ. And I say that because I'm pinpointing the cross of Christ. I know prophecies in the Bible, and I can know all the prophecy in the world. I can tell you exactly what's going to happen with all the prophecies and prediction that the Bible gives. But if I don't have Jesus Christ, amen, I'm lost. We got to have Christ. So what we are telling you now is that you need Jesus Christ, and we're going to tell you, amen, what's supposed to happen before Christ comes back to the earth, because he's coming back to the earth, the E-A-R-T-H, capital E. He's coming back, and when he comes back, he's coming back in power and in great glory. I want the brother to give me prayer, and when he gets through working with the prayer that he's going to give up, I want him to go ahead and take his time and whatever the Lord has laid on his heart this afternoon for you to hear. I'm going to give him I ain't going to give him nothing, but I'm going to let him have a first half hour. Amen, to express what the Lord has given him in these last and even days. And I'm going to have the last half an hour, because this evening I'm going to go on 1 hour. I could go a little longer, but I don't want to wear you out. I want to give you some information that everybody needs to know. I mean, everybody needs to know. The dog, amen, the cat, the postman, the mailman needs to know this about Jesus Christ and what he's getting ready to do to bring order out of chaos. Brother, go ahead and give us prayer. When you get through with your prayer, you go ahead and lay it on the line by the Holy Ghost. Whatever the Lord has given you to talk about, you talk about it, then you can give it back over to me within 30 minutes, and we can let the people know we love you. We love everybody out there that's listening. We love you so much.
Thank you.
Why? Because Christ loved us. He loved me. He loved brother Tim Jackson. And that love that's in me and in Tim Jackson, we want to share Christ with you. We want to tell you the truth and nothing but the truth. So help us, the Lord God Almighty. Go ahead, brother. Give us prayer and then drop the hammer.
Amen. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for another blessed day that you said that we should be here. You blessed us to be here, dear Heavenly Father. We're only here by your will and your will only. And that means that you blessed us to be here, dear Heavenly Father. We are so grateful because so many didn't make it to see sunrise today. We're so grateful, and we pray for those that have lost loved ones, dear Heavenly Father. We pray that salvation is the search. We pray that salvation is the reason, dear Heavenly Father. We pray that more seek salvation in these last and evil days. We are praying for those that are losing lives. We pray for the wars that are being fought across this planet. We pray for those that are lost. We're praying for the souls, amen, that are lost, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this opportunity. We bless
thank
and
you,
praise
Lord.
Your holy name through your Holy Spirit. We pray. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
All right, brother. Let it hammer down.
Amen. 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 It's a blessing to be back. Amen. On the air. Amen. I want to talk some more on the salvation of eternal life. Amen. I want to talk about this new order that's about to come about. Amen. Christ's return. Amen. Some still don't believe, but that's okay. We're going to continue to preach the rightly divided truth. Amen. It's inevitable. Amen.
Yes, sir.
It's
yes, sir.
Inevitable, meaning that it will happen, whether you believe it or not. Our Lord
believe it or not.
Is going to return to get the church, whether you believe it or not. It don't matter if you don't believe it. It don't mean that it's not going to happen. It must
come.
It will happen. He will come back to get his body. Amen. And don't you know it?
Amen.
When he comes back. Amen. At the end of the great tribulation. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
do
sir.
You know that he's going to reign for 1,000 years? And
Ooh.
All the stuff that's going on this planet. All the wars, all the hate, all the killing, all the murder. Amen. Don't you know that we won't have to deal with that no more?
Come on, preacher.
I don't know what you are looking forward to, but that's what Tim is looking forward to. I am just so sick and tired of the wars. We got folks coming over the border illegally. They occupy space. People are worn with them. They're mad. They're upset. We're dealing with that on the job. Amen. So many people are coming into the country illegally. They're getting jobs. They're taking jobs from Americans. People are upset all across the country. There's war in Israel. There's war in Palestine. People are upset all across the country. They're calling for peace. But don't you know that peace won't take place until
Hallelujah,
we come
brother.
Back with Christ. That's
Hallelujah.
The only way. Amen, brother. Say it again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That is the only time that we're going to find peace on this earth. Amen. That's just how it is. Amen. Lucifer, has been ruling for 6,000 years. You heard me and the brother yesterday. If you was tuned in yesterday, amen, then you heard us. Amen. We were talking about Lucifer and how he took the deed from Adam and Eve. Amen. How they gave up the planetary rule
over
Lucifer. Amen. Don't you know that they gave up the planetary rule to Lucifer? Lord, have mercy. And don't you know that God is so good that he's going to turn back rule over to mankind for 1,000 years? We
Come
will be
on.
Over. We will be on this earth with Christ. Amen.
Thank
he will
you,
rule
Lord.
In a man-like body. Amen. In glorified flesh, King David will be on the earth. The Old Testament saints, the church
Woo!
Age saints,
Come on, talk
the
about
tribulation
it.
Saints, and we're going to have the millennial saints that's going to really
yes,
rule. Man, I'm so ecstatic and so excited. I don't know about you, but this is an exciting time for those that believe in God. Amen.
Come
and I'm not overlooking the terrors, the wars, the killing, the murder. I'm not overlooking that. I'm not dismissing that. I am simply saying that joy cometh in the morning. I don't
Come
want
on,
you all
preacher.
To get discouraged because you want to know why we got the victory. Pray for those, amen, that are at war. Pray for those that are taking life. Pray for those that are hating and being evil spirited. Amen. That's what I
yeah.
want you to do right now. The only that you can do is go into prayer because you want to know why? This thing was prophesied long before you and I both was born. This
yeah.
must happen. It has
yeah.
to happen. It is nothing that none of us could do but pray for those in that situation, just like it's been for our people back in the 60s and all the past 200-300 years, you see how we dealt with so much evil and terror. All thing you can do, the only thing the world can do is just stand back and watch and pray for our people. Amen.
Come on.
Shall pass. Amen. This too shall pass. Amen. Because you want to know why? We got the victory. I want
we
you to know that we got the victory. Amen. Can't no devil in hell stop us. Amen. The demons in hell is mad. Amen. The fallen angels is mad. Lucifer is mad. His time is almost up. Amen. Well, what you want us to do? Amen. They made that choice. I hate that he made that choice because look what
Come
he
on.
Has done. Amen. When he decides to rebel against God. Look at all the mess that he's caused with the fallen angels. With demons, amen, with man being
yeah,
lost,
yeah.
he's caused so much pain and suffering.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
So,
yes, Lord.
So all thing that we could do is continue to pray, amen, ask God for protection, pray that those be saved, amen, because you want to know why. That's the most
all right.
important thing is salvation. We want
salvation.
You to be saved. Amen. We don't want you to miss out on the kingdom. Amen. That's the most
Amen.
Important thing. Don't miss out on the kingdom of heaven, on the kingdom of God. God has so much for each and every one of us. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He has so much for each and every one of us. And I just want you to receive salvation because I love you all so much. Amen. By the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua and Yahweh, I love you all so much. Don't get discouraged. Amen. Because you want to know why? You and I, as believers, we have a reward that's due to us. Amen. Don't
Amen,
let the devil steal your joy. That's what I'm learning because, man, after being under so much attack, amen, this year, don't let the Holy Spirit been telling me? You know what the Holy Spirit been telling me?
Come
Don't
on.
Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't you know I'm still being attacked?
Come on. Yeah,
Amen.
You are. Still yeah, you are.
It don't matter where I go. It don't matter what job I have. It don't matter if I come home. It don't matter if I go out. I'm still being attacked. But I said, Lord, and you know what?
Yes, sir.
You asked. What did I do to deserve this? And sometimes it ain't got nothing to do with what you did.
That's right.
It just has something to do with what you chose, because you chose
yes, sir.
To walk for God and to stand for God. The devil is going to give you hell. Amen. That's
yes,
just
he
what
is.
It is.
Yes,
that,
he is.
Fact, the devil going to give you hell because you simply chose. It ain't got nothing to do with did you do something wrong? Amen. We all sin. Amen. We all sin. But you know what? God is on the throne.
Come on. Come on, preacher.
Amen with us.
Yes, he is.
As we stand with God.
Yes.
Amen. As we stand with God. Because you know what? He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. See, we got to go back to
yes.
the Bible. You know, when the devil come at we got it don't do us no good to get mad and upset and want to harm people or want to cuss and fuss and all that type of stuff. Don't give no power to that.
Mm-mm.
To that nonsense.
No.
Don't give no power to it. Just start praying. Just start praying and give it to God. Say, because God will fight your battles if you let him.
Yes, he will.
Amen. I just let the devil fuss. I just sit there and I'm okay. And I let God fight my battles.
Fight
Amen.
Your battle. Amen.
Fight your battles.
Battle.
But today, what I want to remind you of is that there are streets of gold that one day you're going to set foot and walk on those streets of gold. I
yes,
want to remind
Lord.
You that there are mansions in his Father's house are many mansions. Don't
many.
You know you got a mansion waiting on you? My gosh. Man, that sounds so. And you know what? There's people out here that want to make you think that that's a fairy tale. Oh, man, I've heard it. Oh, man, that's a fairy tale, man. Ain't no pie in the sky. Ain't no, I want my heaven here on earth. I don't want to wait. I heard men say that. I haven't had family members say that.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I don't want, well, I want my heaven right now. Why I got to wait till I die and receive heaven and wait for God
Come
to
on,
do all
preacher.
This type of stuff?
Come
said,
on.
Lord, have mercy. I said, Lord, Paul said, I hadn't seen, ear have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of mankind what
yes.
God has in store for them that love him. So you
Come
gotta
on,
love
preacher.
God. And by loving God, you got to deny your flesh. Amen.
Come
you know,
on.
There's a lot of things that I want to do, amen, in the fleshly body. You don't think I want to satisfy my flesh? Amen. That's just natural. Paul said that thing that I find myself
Come
doing,
on, man.
Amen. He said that I hate. He said when I desire to do good, he said, what evil is present with me? Do you know what
Come
that
on.
Means? That means, man, I wanna fulfill the lust of the flesh. You think
Come
my
on.
Flesh don't desire to just have as many women as I want to like I used to do before I got saved? You think I don't want to just get out here and do certain things. That's what the flesh wants. Man,
Come
you
on.
Out your mind. You fooling yourself if you sitting there denying yourself, talking about, I don't desire to do those things. No, you may not really desire, but Paul said, when I desire to do good, evil is present. You may not desire, but that don't mean that it don't come up in your mind.
Yeah.
Oh, come
yes.
on, let's just
yes.
be truthful. I may not desire to go out to the clubs no more, but it don't mean they don't cross my mind.
Come
Amen,
on,
man.
Preacher.
You remember when you used to do this? The devil going to tempt you any way he can. He ain't going to never stop. Oh, you
know,
you got to have fun with your friends. I said, man, you know what? I was thinking about that the other week. I said, man, I'm so far past that. I don't have no desire to go out there and hang out in the club,
Amen.
Man. I'm 30 years past that. Amen.
Come
I ain't
going
to hang out in the club. In 20-something years since I've been saved, 23 years.
Yeah.
Amen. But you think that stuff don't come across my mind, what they doing in the club? And then that's when you have to tell yourself, what does it matter? The devil going to always tell. See, just because Christ was the Son of God, because he was God in the flesh, you thought they were going to stop Satan from tempting him? He had no desire to want to rule the world under Lucifer. He said, Lucifer said, get behind me, Satan.
Satan.
He had no desire for that. Amen. But they don't mean that the devil's not going to tempt you.
Come on, preacher.
And then that's when you have to what? Rebuke the enemy.
Yes.
You got to rebuke the enemy because you want to know why. Eternal life draws near. I got a much greater reward. Amen. Mm. You better know that I got a much greater reward coming to me. And that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm living for. Amen. I'm living. I want to see my mom and dad. I think about it all the time. I want to see my mom, my dad, my granny. I think about it all the time, man. I can't wait to see them. I can't wait to be with my loved ones, my brother. I can't wait to see them and hold them and hug them and love them.
Amen.
That's what I long for. Amen. So this is why we deny the flesh. Because you want to know why? There's something greater on the other side. Amen.
Yes,
and only
it is, brother.
Only a few of us is going to receive, because you want to know why?
There's
so
many
people that's popping their flesh. And they said, man, I want to enjoy it. Damn.
Whoa.
Man, look at her. I want that money.
I'm on it.
I want that money. That's what I want.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That money. Amen. We got so many people that are so interested. And see, that's how the devil gets you, with all the distractions, because you want to know why? He know he ain't got no victory on you. He know he can't. He said, as long as you accept Christ, ain't nothing he could do. So let me tell you
ain't
something.
Nothing he could do. Nothing.
Ain't nothing he could do. Nothing.
Nothing.
See, the
nothing.
Devil. Amen. The devil, you got to understand, the devil. Amen. You understand the devil. See, what he's mad about, amen, is that you have received God. He's on fire. He knows that he can't cause you to lose your salvation.
No, you can't.
He can't cause you to lose your salvation.
No, sir.
He's mad. But
he's
that
mad.
Don't mean he's going to leave you alone. He's even more upset because he can't have your soul. So what are you going to do? He's going to give you a hard time.
Hard time, brother. Now
he's
you're
gonna
talking.
Make it difficult. He's going to make from the time you wake up to the time you close your eyes. He's going to make it difficult.
All right.
He's going to make it difficult for you in your home. For
come
those
on, preacher.
Around you. He's going to make it difficult on the job. And I'm going to tell you right now, all these folks that are around here talking about they ain't experiencing some of that, it makes me question some things about them.
Yes, sir.
I hear a lot of folks on these channels, and I'm like, man, you know, but they ain't talking about the blood. They ain't talking about God. They out here giving motivational speeches. I'm like, you ain't really preaching nothing. That's
why the devil ain't
bothering you. You ain't preaching nothing. And then some of these men out here, you can look at some of them and just tell they got what's it called, effeminate spirits in them.
A broken wrist.
Oh man, son, no, this is a and people follow this man. You can't see some of the stuff in this man. And I said, Lord, if that's what they want to follow, amen. If that's what you want to follow, I'm saying, man, I'm just saying, there's some stuff that I could pick up right off the jump. I'm like, it just don't seem right. Hey, man, you have to be careful. You have to be careful who you follow out here in this world, amen, because some things are just kind of obvious, in my opinion. Amen, amen. So, amen. So watch this.
Come on, preacher.
God is more than the world against us.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
He is more than the world against us. He wants
you to be
successful.
Yes,
he
is.
He wants nothing more than for you to have the best. That's what he wants.
Come on.
He wants you to have the best.
The best.
He's going to give you the best. He's going to give you a mansion, riches beyond your dream.
You're
going to get
a
brand new body. Tell you
Thank
right
you,
now,
Lord.
If was nothing more we desire, a nice body. Everybody wants a nice body. You can't fathom that because we get old. Cause if you live on this earth 20, 40, 50 years, you'll realize your body changes a lot. It looks unrecognizable. I run across old classmates, folks I went to high school with, and some of them recognize me, but boy, when I look at some of them, I'm like, Lord, have mercy. You have to be careful because everybody don't take care of themselves the same. And
Come
I
on
said,
now.
Man,
Come on now.
I went to school with, you have to be careful how you respond to certain people. Because, like, man, you look totally different than what you did 30 years ago. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm here to tell you that God's going to give you a brand new body. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. Man, you can say what you want to, but I want to see what that looks like.
Woo!
I want to see the
Woo!
Face
Woo!
Of my creator. I want to see what he has for me.
All
and
right.
You can have this worldly stuff. I know the world seems, and you know what? The world seems more attractive now than it did 20 and 30 years ago. You want to know why? Because the internet allows us to see so much, to see other countries, the beauty that other countries have. You look at some of these beaches that they got, and you're like, man, I wouldn't mind going on a vacation. The food that they have, the fresh foods, and the foods. I heard some people say when they go to Africa, the food is different. It tastes different. It's more energizing. I said, man, we just don't know what we're missing out on. Amen. More attractive. And some of these places are so beautiful. You're like, man, they've been keeping this from us. We didn't know it looks this beautiful. Amen.
Amen, bro.
Amen. So you got to take advantage. Amen. You want to get out. And then, you know, some folks, they see some of these people overseas and around the world, and they say, hey, these people are attractive and everything. Amen.
Amen, brother.
They want to go over here and link up and go over here and get them a husband or a wife. Amen. The world is more attractive. It's okay. The world is more attractive. But like I tell people, man, get God in your life. It's okay to enjoy the world, but get God in your life. Make
Come
sure
on.
You're saved. Make sure that you're
Come
ready to
on.
Go when the king. Amen.
Thank
but
you, Lord.
When the king comes, that you're ready to go back with him.
Come on.
That's the most
Come
important
on.
Thing. Amen. Because the devil ain't got nothing to offer you.
Nothing.
That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to sell out. The devil ain't got nothing for you.
Nothing.
He ain't got nothing for you. The devil
nothing.
Got his plan. Nothing.
Come on, preacher.
Yeah. He ain't got nothing for us. The devil won't. He wants you to get out here and play around. He's distracting.
Yes,
He's
he is. Yes, he is.
With materialism.
Yeah.
He's distracting you because he don't want you to get saved.
See,
he wants you to be lost.
That's
he
what he wants. That's
up.
What he wants.
That's what he wants.
That's what he wants, brother.
That's what he wants.
That's all
like,
he wants. He wants your soul.
He wants your soul.
He wants your soul.
Amen. And he wants your soul. And a lot of times people don't understand that. That's all he wants. You know, it's like, my
Absolutely
God.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. He ain't got nothing to give. I try to tell people, and I tell people this story. I'm going to get over to the good brother. I'm going to listen to him.
It's all right, brother. You're doing good.
About,
You're doing
people,
good.
Amen. All glory be to God, brother. I remember I tell people about my brother, and I tell my children about that. I had an older brother. He passed on now. And I remember when I was a kid, because he was like 12 years older than me. Because all my brothers are older than me. I'm the baby boy I got five older brothers. I had five older brothers. I got four that's still alive that I know of. Amen.
Yeah.
Because everybody's doing their own thing, living their own life. But he used to tell me, he used to tell all of us, man, I want to be rich. I want to go to Hollywood. I want to be fat. I want to have money. I want to have women. He said, man, I don't care, man. And at that time, you know, it wasn't called selling your soul because we didn't know. You know, he just used to say that he want to be rich and famous like Michael Jackson. He used to love Michael Jackson.
Michael
Jackson jacket and the pants and shoes. He said, man, I want to be rich and famous. I want to have money. I want to have women. But see, a lot of times we don't know what comes with that life. The devil is hiding that other side from you. What all them folks do, all the sexual orgies, you got to be bisexual.
Come on, man.
Okay? There's so much stuff that you got to do. See, on the surface, it does look good. All we see is the fame. Everybody loves them. They got money, clothes. You think they get their men, they got a bunch of women. If they are women, they got a bunch of men. They have the desires of the heart. He said, if you bow down and worship me, look what all that you have. Remember when he said to told Christ, you could be on top of the world. And it may seem that way to the rest of the world. But what don't make sense is all these people committing suicide and overdosing. You would never think. They said, man, why are these folks killing themselves? They got all the
killing
money.
Killing themselves.
They got nice cars, house. What's wrong? What's going on? Why are these folks taking their life? Why would you want to overdose on drugs? You got everything that the heart desires. You can have anything you want. Millions of dollars in the bank.
Come on.
The devil is
fooling
you. Man, my brother said, man, I want to sell my soul. Well, he didn't say he want to sell. He just said, man, I don't care what I got to do. I said, I'll go to hell. I said, we like, what would you talk about? I said, we wouldn't raise like that. Our dad's a pastor. We've been to church all our life. Why in the world you want to go to hell just to enjoy this part of life? Now, I wouldn't say that. I didn't know nothing about salvation, but I knew that I wasn't just going to put volunteer myself to hell. I knew better than that. But all glory be to God. Before he passed away in January 2014, before he passed away, me and my other brother, he's a minister too. We talked to him for 6 months straight because he told us the counselor had came back and it kept getting worse and worse over the months. And I'll never forget in December 2013, me and my brother talked to him over the phone and we told him about salvation. We had been drilling for 6 months straight, 5 months straight at that time. And he said, man, all I got to do is believe. We said, brother, all you got to do is believe and receive Christ. Remember the man on the cross next to Christ? He said, this day shall you be in paradise with me. All he had to do was just believe. We said, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. I read to him Romans 10:9. He said, that's all. Because at that time, we hadn't seen him in years. This was over the phone. He said, man, because he was a sizable man. He was like 6'1". He was a bouncer in the club. He was a sizable guy. He said, man, I'm down to like under 150 pounds. I said, 150 pounds. You got to understand, we've been knowing him all his life. He's been solid 220, you know, solid maybe 230 at one point in his life. He was always a solid man. Yeah, you know, and he could definitely fight. And but he got so small, he said, yeah, Tim, I believe this is it for me, man. And when he said that, I knew. I said, he must be small because he had cancer. He had cancer on the spine. He had the worst cancer. He said, usually when you have that cancer, he said, you people get this cancer, they're dead in 6 months. He had beat it 10 years prior back in 2003. And the doctor said, man, I don't see how you still alive. He said, most people that have this type of cancer, they're dead in 3 to 6 months.
Come on now.
And that was nothing but God, the prayers of the righteous.
Nobody but God.
Nobody but God. And I'm going to say this.
Nobody but God.
Said, we believe the best for him, and he got saved. He said, man, I'm going to give my life to God. Man, you just don't know how joyous that was to know that he received eternal life that day. And he had told Mother Brother called and talked to him. He said, man, I'm getting saved. This is a man that didn't want nothing to do with salvation to God. We can't give up on family. We pray for them. Keep talking to them.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro. I don't want to take up too much. Go ahead, brother.
That's all right, brother. You good.
Eternal life.
You're talking the word. You're talking the word. You live the word. You explain the word. You proclaim the word. Don't worry about
Amen.
The time, because we realize that it's the Bible says redeem the time because the days are evil. So the time that you're using, you're redeeming it. You're telling somebody about this Christ, this Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about your personal Christ. I'm talking about
Amen.
The one that suffered and died on Calvary's cross. There's no other man did what Jesus done. That's what we're trying to explain to you. You can go to church all you want, which I believe you should
Amen.
Go to church. I believe you shouldn't fail yourself to assembly with the saints of God and praise God and talk about God and learn about God and explain God and glorify God. That's good, just like you're going to a service station or a grocery store. Amen. You get hungry, you go to the grocery store. Your car breaks down, you go to a garage. Woo, come on now. And if you want spiritual, if you want spiritual help and spiritual understanding, you go to the house of God where somebody can tell you something. Somebody can tell you something about the love of Jesus Christ, what he did for you on Calvary's cross. No other man did. No other God man did, because there's only one God man. Oh, look at what I'm trying to tell you. God is man. God became man. God, and he became man, he gave his own self a name. And that name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, God himself became man. When he became man, he was born sinless. He was born without sin, no sin on him, no sin underneath him, no sin on top of him. He was sinless. And by him being sinless, he was able and capable enough to take the sins of the world. And he became sin. Ooh, how did he become sin, preacher? He became sin because we are sinners. Uh-oh, we are born sinners. We are born lost. We are born in a world where our DNA and our chromosomes is infested with sin. Our body is infested with sin. Our mind's infested with sin. And somebody had to deliver us. Somebody had to come. And the only one that could come is the Son of God. God said in the book of Hebrews, he said, if thou wilt prepare me a body, if you prepare me a human body, I'll go down. Oh, my God. I go down and redeem mankind. Oh, what you mean redeem mankind? I bring him back in the right relationship with God Almighty through my shed blood on Calvary's cross. I will die for your sin. Don't you know what that means? That means Christ took your place on the cross. Yeah, he took your mama's place. He took your daddy's place. He took your sisters and your uncles and your aunts and your kinfolks and your in-laws and your outlet. He took their place on the cross, and he was nailed. Oh, y'all don't listen to me. You don't hear me. He was nailed to the cross without any shame. He was nailed to the cross without anybody even giving him a helping hand. He was nailed to the cross and took all the pain. Wait a minute. He took all the pain of sin that man done. Good. Let me tell you something. There's no antibiotics that and no medicine that man can ever make to get rid of pain. And the reason why, because sin is in the system. Sin is in every person that's born today is born in sin, is shaped in iniquity. And when Christ came down, he come down, he is sinless. Sinless. Amen. Perfect. Perfect walk. Perfect talk. God himself manifested in the flesh. And when he was manifested in the flesh, that means he was like man, talked like man, looked like man, walked like man. And guess what? He loved like God, man. Because God is love. And when Jesus Christ came down here, he came down here because what? He loves us. He loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. He loved us so much that he was willing to what? Die? And you think, amen, I'm going to die for you? If you think I'm going to suffer for you? And then, and not only that, he suffered for your sins and people still reject him. They still don't want him. They think he's a crackpot. They think he's some lunatic. They think he just dropped by to see what he could do. That some people don't believe he died. Some people don't believe he was crucified. Some people say it's worthless. I don't believe it. And her brother Paul said, preaching, listen to this, preaching of a cross to those that perish.
Amen.
Is what? Foolishness.
Foolishness.
And to the world today, preaching of the cross is foolishness to the human race.
Amen.
It's foolishness to the football player. It's foolish to the drug addict. It's foolish to the whoremonger. It's foolish to sinners. And sinners need to be convicted that they got to have a Savior in order to live with God, see God, have the right relationship with God. You've got to be born again, not of the water. Not of the flesh, nor by the will of man, but you got to be born of the Spirit of God. In other words, God's Spirit has to dwell in you before you can even consider you've been born again by faith. In other words, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that God Almighty is Jesus Christ in the flesh. You believe that he suffered on Calvary's cross. You believe that he was hung high, stretched wide. You believe that he dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder and gave up the ghost and went down into the bowels of hell and preached to those in prison. You believe that on the third day morning he got up. Oh, good God Almighty. He got up out of the grave. And when he got up out of the grave, he paid what? He paid the penalty of sin. Let me tell you something. How awesome this was. All the gold that God has, all the silver that God has, all the precious jewels in the earth, all the wonderful gold that's in heaven. Oh, good God Almighty. You know something? All that that God has and what the earth has could not pay for your sins. Can I pause? I'm going to pause a little bit. Did you hear what I said? All that gold, all that silver that's in heaven cannot pay for your sins. It can't pay for your sins. And the reason it can't pay for your sins, because the Bible says, this is what the Bible says. I didn't say it. My mama didn't say it. My daddy didn't say it. The president don't say it. And some preachers don't say it. Without the shedding of blood, whose blood? Jesus' blood. There is no remission of sin. The Bible says you were bought with a price, sealed with the Spirit by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood of Jesus Christ is the only element, the only fluid that flows through Jesus' veins and through his heart and through his lungs, and he shed it on Calvary cross. That's the only thing that can save a drug addict. The only thing that can save a whoremonger. The only thing that can save a liar. The only thing that can save a drunkard. The only thing that can save a homosexual. The only thing can save a what? A save a lesbian. The only thing that can save those to the utmost, the blood of Jesus Christ. Because the life of God was in the blood. And when Jesus Christ died, that was his son himself. And his blood is so powerful that one little teeny drop.
Amen.
A mustard seed of faith. A mustard seed of faith that you would repent of your sins and turn from your wicked ways. I hear the brother say just a while ago, all the women, all the money, all the fame, all the glory, all that you can attain in this world today is not going to save you. The only thing that's going to save you is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ's blood will never fail. Because when his blood comes to you by the Holy Spirit, because that blood came from a fountain hung on Calvary's cross. You know that song. You know that song. There is a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's vein. And if the sinner fall beneath the flow, he'll lose all his guilty stain. In other words, my soul is guiltless. Ooh, my soul is pure. My soul is righteous. My soul is sanctified. My soul is justified. My soul is fit for heaven now. You hear what I say? I say my soul is fit for heaven. But my body is not fit for heaven yet. I hear the brother say it again. He said, Brother Paul said, the things I wanted to do good, I couldn't do it. Why? Because sin is in this flesh. And then he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of flesh? Woo, he said, but I thank God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because one day, this old body of mine, this body that has been through the rain, been through the storm, have been sick and have been confused, this old body is fading away. But let me tell you, the Bible says, after this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I have another building. I'm not talking about a building that I live in. I'm talking about a building, my body. I have another building that's prepared in heaven. And when the rapture of the church comes forth, when Jesus Christ blows the trumpet, and I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you the truth. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, and I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to play hanky-panky with you. I'm not going to play oogly-googly with you. I'm going to tell you, I thought the Lord was going to come this year. I believe that. And guess what? I still believe it that he's going to come, but I very own that he come this year. But the way things are going now and the way things are moving now, I believe 100 and 255% that he will be here next year. And I'm going to show you why. Listen to this. Listen to this. I know it is. It says, in the 21st chapter of St. Luke, it reads these words, 21st chapter, starting at the 20th verse. I'm going to read as far as the Lord leads me to read. It says, in the 21st chapter of St. Luke, the 20th verse, the 21st chapter, it says, and when ye shall see Jerusalem come past with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Do you know what that's saying? Jesus Christ is saying that when you see armies gather around Jerusalem and getting ready to invade Jerusalem and shoot missiles at Jerusalem and conquer people and kill people and rape women and throw bombs at it. He said, listen to what he said. When you shall see Jerusalem come past with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. In other words, Jesus is saying, when you see the Palestinians, Hezbollah, Hamas, when you see them making attacks up on Jerusalem, the time is nigh. We're closer than we can think about it. Why? Because Amen. Jerusalem will be tried to be ransacked by the nations of the world. The nations of the world don't want Jerusalem to be here when Jesus Christ comes. That's why they're trying to destroy the people. They're trying to destroy the government. They're trying to destroy everything that the Jews are in contact with. And Jesus Christ says, when you see this come to pass, and what you just seen the last 10 days as Hamas attacked from Gaza, went over there and raped them little babies and cut their heads off and threw them in the fire and took families and separated them. This is what Jesus is talking about. And he said, when you see this come to pass, your time is nigh. It's getting closer and closer for the return of Jesus Christ. But let me tell you something. For the next 7 to 8 years, there ain't going to be nothing but war. Did you hear what I said? Because this year war that's starting up is going to bring in another war. And then after bringing another war, it's going to bring in World War III. It's coming, saints. It's coming, liar. It's coming, backbiter. It's coming, those that's out there, the big shot. It's coming, churchgoers. It's coming, preachers. It's coming. And you might not understand that it's coming. He said, then let them which are in Judea flee into the mountains, and let them which are in the midst depart out of it. Let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these days Amen. Is the days of vengeance, that all things which are written might be fulfilled. It's being fulfilled right now. It's being fulfilled. It's going to be fulfilled all the way to November. It's going to be fulfilled in December. It's going to be fulfilled in January, February, March. It's going to be fulfilled because it's going to get worse. It's going to get real bad. It's going to get so bad that it's going to mess with the United States economy. It's going to mess with your food. It's going to mess with your paycheck. It's going to mess with your friends, because your friends are going to say, oh, this has been going on for a long time. They've been doing this for almost 6,000 years. Jerusalem has already always been attacked, and they ceased the war. But this is not going to stop, because this is the time of reformation. This is the time of restoring. This is the time for Jesus Christ to warn the world by what he was written in Luke. He said, now listen, for these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe Amen. To them that are with child and them that give suck. This is the great tribulation, because the tribulation is soon to come. This tribulation is almost here. And a lot of people laugh at that. You laugh at that. That's all. We got plenty of time. Good God Almighty, can you recall the last time you thought about how old you were and how long did it take you to get here? And you got here so quick, it's unbelievable. But a lot of people say, oh, I'm old. But look at the time that it took for you to get here. It's just a short time. It's just a clap of the hand. It's just a snap of the finger, because the Bible says it is appointed once for men to die. And after the death is judgment.
Amen.
And tell me, Job said, life is just like a budding flower. It comes forth as a day, and then when the sun begins to smoke down of it, it withers away. Life is too short to recognize and too long. Woo! And there's a place where it's too long. It's too long if you go to hell. Good God Almighty. And don't you know, people say, well, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time to repent. I ain't got time to bow down to the great God of Zion. I ain't got time to look at the prophecies that the Bible's already written. I ain't got time. I got to do my own thing and get to work. By the time you do your own things, you're getting ready to die, because it's appointed for once for men to die, and after that, the judgment has come. And then Job said, man that's born of a woman has few days to live and full of trouble. And let me tell you, we're going to have trouble coming on after a while. And a lot of people think it's going to be easy. It ain't going to be easy.
Amen.
They say, listen what it says. It says this. He shall fall by the edge of the sword and be led away into captive unto all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. The Gentiles are trodden down Jerusalem now. They've been trodden down. They've been trodden down ever since 48. When the Jews became a nation for the first time in 1948, did you know the day after they became a nation, war broke out? Don't you know war been breaking out on Jerusalem for the last 75 years? Don't you know it's coming to a climax now, where the nations of the world is gathering around Jerusalem and getting ready to come down upon the Jewish people to try to annihilate the Jewish nation and try to annihilate the Jewish not religion, because it's not religion. It's the type and shadow of what? Salvation, deliverance. Of what? Sin. And he said, many shall fall by the sword. Gentiles shall trod it down until it's fulfilled. And there shall be signs, in the sun. Listen what I'm saying. In the sun and in the moon. Don't you know last night? Don't you know last night what happened? Don't you aware of the signs in the sun and the moon? Don't you know what happened last Saturday night, about 12 midnight, there was an eclipse. There was an eclipse the moon. And the moon became between Earth and the sun. Don't you know when that sun was blotted out by the moon, it left a ring of fire around the whole moon? Don't you know that ring of fire represents the 10 nations that's around Jerusalem now, called the Ring of Fire. Oh, my God, my God. God has given us signs already. And these nations now is the nation Hezbollah. We got the Iraqis. We got the Jordanians. We got we got 10 nations getting ready to surround Jerusalem. And they are called the Ring of Fire. They're getting ready to fire up on Israel. They're getting ready to try to distinguish Israel. The Gentile nations don't want Israel in the land. Why, the devil says, if I can destroy Jerusalem, if I can destroy the Jewish people. You know what he said before Christ came? He said, when Christ comes down here, and don't you know the devil knew that Jesus Christ was God's son? And he said, if he come down here, I'm going to eliminate him. I'm going to what? Crucify him. How is he going to do it? I'm going to use the human race to kill Jesus for me. Because if I kill him, I can get rid of him. I can annihilate him. Because all the old prophets, Testament prophets, they died because of me. But none of them was resurrected from the grave on their own. And if I can keep this Jesus, this Son of God, if I can keep Elohim, if I can keep the God of Abraham, if I can keep him in the grave for eternity, I can rule the world.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Y'all don't hear me. Listen what happened. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, bust hell wide open, went down there and cleaned the apartments out. He cleaned paradise out. He said paradise was where the Old Testament was. And he said, now, y'all been out here for almost 4,000 years, and it's time for you to come up out of here. He went down there and preached to those in prison. He preached to the wicked angels. He preached to those that's in the bottomless pit. He tore hell up, and he raised, oh, my God, listen to what I've got to say. I got to, Jesus Christ raised hell in hell. And the devil said, now, if I can hold him, I got the victory. But when Jesus Christ came up out the grave and took all those Old Testament patriarchs, the devil was madder than hell. He was mad. And when he got mad, Jesus had already said in Matthew 16 and 18, he told Peter, Peter, whom do you say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son
Amen.
Of the living God. Some of you say you was Jeremiah. Some say you was some say you was Elijah, one of the prophets. But Jesus asked Peter, said, who do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, revealed that to you. And if you want to be revealed tonight, if you want to come to Christ tonight so Jesus Christ can reveal his soul, his spirit, his love in you, it can be revealed to you tonight. Because when he said that, he said, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. In other words, when you receive Jesus Christ in your life, you want to be saved forever. And after ever, after you run out of all of the evers, there's some more evers to come. And then when you run out of those evers, there's some more evers to come. So the evers will ever come forevermore, because you're going to have eternal life. Now, what in the world would you want to have other than that? Because if you die without Jesus Christ in your life, you're going to have to pay for your own sin. And I don't care how much money I got. I don't care how pretty I think I am. I don't care how much education I am. There's one thing that can only keep me out of hell, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. And if it was meant for me, it was meant for you. Because if I have to die with Christ to get to heaven and know that Jesus Christ is in my life, so do you. Because there's going to be no hopscotch. There's going to be no, this little piggy went to the market and this little pig went downtown. Everybody, good God Almighty, everybody that calls himself going to heaven, you got to be born again. You got to come to Christ. You got to recognize the cross. You got to recognize that blood. You got to recognize that suffering. You got to recognize that he got up out the grave on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth. And he said already, when you see these armies come around, when you see these armies coming around Jerusalem, and guess what? They're going to keep on coming. All those 10 nations are going to come around and encircle Jerusalem. And they're going to make all kind of rockets and bombs and start trying to bomb Jerusalem off the map. And then when God steps in, and God is going to step in, you better believe it, because he stepped in this first war. And Netanyahu said, I'm going to bury the Gaza Strip. I'm going to get rid of Hamas, because there's nothing but the raw devil using this man, a descendant of Abraham. See, all those nations that surround Jerusalem are descended from Abraham. Abraham's cousin and his aunts and his uncles are trying to make an attack on him. And the Muslim world believe that Allah is the God of Israel. And Allah is not the God of Israel. Allah is the God of false gods. Because Allah is a false God. He's got a false Bible. He's got a false prayer. He's got a false leader. And these leaders hate Israel.
God's people that was chosen through Abraham because of one thing, faith. And the mothers do not have faith in Jesus Christ. They don't have faith in God Almighty. They don't have faith in the teaching of the Jewish Old Testament Mosaic law. They only have one thing. We want to get rid of all those that not come on our side. But the Christianity, the Christian faith don't make nobody get saved. And we're not trying to make you get saved tonight. Because Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. And you can come tonight. You can come this evening, what I just told you. And that if that's not enough of evidence to show you that Jerusalem is going to become a trembling cup as we go into 2024, it's going to be hell on earth. Because whenever you mess with Jerusalem, you mess with God's eyeballs. You mess with his eyeballs. And his eyeballs start watering when you mess with his people. And I'm here tonight, and I'm going to ask the brother, amen, to give us a closing altar to show you and give you the formula of how to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Brother, go ahead and give that offertory of prayer and confession that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God.
Amen. Amen. All glory be to the Most High God. We thank y'all for listening in. We'll be back next week. Amen. I believe next Thursday and next Saturday. We'll be back on, I know, an hour next Saturday. Amen. I believe the brother will be on. We'll be on Thursday night. I don't know how long we'll be on, but amen.
We're going to hold Thursday off for a while. We're going to hold Thursday off for a while, and then we're going to go your night and then my Sunday. And then as we go into the new year, we'll build it up.
Amen. Romans 10, 9, and 10. If you want to be saved today, amen. If you have not received salvation, amen. We are praying for the best for you and your loved ones, your family. We want you to receive salvation. Romans 10, 9, and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Yeshua and shalt believe in thine heart that Yahweh hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. Amen. All you got to do is just follow God. Just accept him. Amen. Just accept
him. Amen.
That's all you have to do. Accept him because he accepts you. He loves you. He wants what's best for you. God want to see you around him for all eternity. Don't you
amen, brother.
All eternity?
Amen.
Amen. He wants you. You know, it just blows my mind. I'm going to say this real quick. I'm going to turn back to the brother.
Go ahead. No, you got time. Go ahead.
How such a powerful, loving, and understanding God, as powerful as God is, he don't have to be graceful and merciful. He don't have to accept us. God don't need us. We need God.
Woo!
And the fact that he's
that again.
So powerful, he's almighty. He don't need me. He don't need you. But he loves us so much that he was willing to send his only begotten Son to die for our sin. Sin for me. Sin for you.
Come on.
And don't think you're not sinful, because I've met some folks in church who don't think that they sin, and that's pitiful. The Bible says that we are all as filthy rags.
Rags.
That's what the Bible says. You just throw a rag on the ground once you're done. Once you finish bathing or cleaning yourself, you just throw a rag on the ground. You throw it into your hamper. That's it. That's all we are. It's filthy. Then we're filthy rags at that.
Oh, come on,
we're
man.
We're all filthy rags. But he loves us so much that he redeemed us through his Son back to him. How awesome is that? That I get to be called a child of the Most High King. That I would get to reign and live with him forever. Little old Tim, little old me, he thought enough of me to save my soul.
Save my soul.
Praise his holy name forevermore. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Okay.
Amen. We'll see y'all back next Saturday. Go ahead, doctor.
Hey, go ahead, brother. We thank you, brother, for that. We thank you for the ones that's listening in. Amen. We're going to build it up as we go along. Hey, we don't want to give you too much tonight. But we want you to think on what we already said, and that is the number one thing that we want to emphasize on more than anything is salvation. That's what we're trying to emphasize on and let you know you will not be able to go to heaven until you repent of your sins and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You can't go no other way. Your preacher, your deacon, your sister, your brother, or any formula that you have or any religion can't get you to heaven. We want to emphasize Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship. Jesus Christ. And once we confess Christ, right the minute we accept Christ, we accept God Almighty, because Jesus Christ is God Almighty. And it's through his blood that we can have reconciliation back to him, connected with God forever. And just like the brother said, hey, man, this is getting good. I can go on another hour, but we ain't going to do that. But the brother said, God wants to see me forever. He wants me to live with him forever, ever. He don't want to see me perish, because every time a sinner dies, God have a bereavement. He bereaves that soul that rejects him. He cries. Why? Because that's a soul. He didn't lose it, but the person that had the opportunity to accept him, they lost their own soul because of what Satan talked them out of it. Don't let the devil talk you out of who Jesus Christ is. Don't let him bamboozle you. You can come to him right now. And you don't have to have nobody to shake your hand or pat you on the back. You just got to have a divine breakdown. And a divine breakdown is that you repent and that you are sorry. You are broken up for the sin that you have done against a holy, loving God. This is Elder G. Bazard talking to you from Warren, Ohio, and Brother Tim Jackson out of Lubbock, Texas. Thank God for Brother Tim working together to try to win souls to Christ and to convince dying men, women, boys and girls that there is a hope beyond hope, and that hope is in Jesus Christ. We want to say good night to you. Love you more and more each and every day. If we don't see you here or come back anymore, meet me in the rapture, because it's surely to come to pass shortly. Have a blessed night. Have a blessed day. And we'll see you next Sunday. In Jesus' name, I'll say amen. Brother, you have anything else to say before I shut down?
No, sir. That's it. That's it.
Okay, that's it. I love you, man. I'll see you Saturday.
Okay.
This Saturday at 6 o'clock. I could go on a little further, but the Lord told me to lock it down for now and let the people absorb what we have just talked about. And what we're talking about is Jesus Christ, the cross, nothing else. God bless you. I'll see you in the rapture. Amen. Good night. See you later, brother.
Amen. Good night. See you, doctor.
God bless you. God bless you.